Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Level Up Podcast, episode number 67. With me, your humble fabulous, Dan Hobbs, and a man who is as stable as the country of Egypt, Benjamin Quine. Everybody give him a round of applause. Oh, yes.
We're now live.
We are pre-recorded live, coming to you in your ears. The only podcast with its own range of perfumes. Let's level up parfum. Squirt it in your ears. What?
Can I go back to playing Dick Tracy now?
No. First of all, Quine, we have a new website.
Do we?
Do you want to see it? It's very pretty. I made it myself.
No, you didn't.
I did make it myself.
No. Who did you hire to make the website?
Okay, I hired him to install it. No.
It's pretty unprofessional. You probably should have shown it to me before the podcast.
Haven't essentially got a proper
domain
yet. I'm trying to work out how to.
Have that Google thing. Yeah, you know that Google dot com.
That's
pretty popular.
Does
that top bit change?
That bit where the dead space can change to anything you want it to be.
Very nice.
Yes. Very nice. I made it all by myself. Do you like our little? Remember that? Make it a win, Quai. Yes. But that will happen over the next few days. So. Keep an eye on the new Twitter at Level Up Tweets, and the Facebooks, and whatever, I don't know, wherever else we are.
I'll
post it on there.
Do we have a forum yet?
Ain't none of that. I've barely put the,
Do we have a community?
I don't know.
Community chess?
Barely ever put the team in. Look at the team! Look at the photo I found of you!
Yeah.
Don't you love to rock the boat, but have the care and consideration not to tip the boat over.
True
story. Anyway.
Couldn't have gone for more upstate pictures, could you?
That photo of me is from 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, and that's the same for that photo.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
Couldn't have just gone with the avatars, could you? My gamer score isn't even on there.
It is. It's on the next page. There's multiple pages, quite.
What's my gamer score on there?
90,860.
Keeping up to date.
What?
How are you keeping this up to date?
This was yesterday, and I looked at my phone.
So every day you have to go, oh, fuck it, change.
Well, last time I updated the other website, the old website, my gamer score was 12,000 and yours was 77,000. And now my gamer score is almost 30 and yours is over 90. So you can see how much I updated this site.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll kick it off this week with some wubububuzz. How does that strike you?
Not a WrestleMania review. Is that the other podcast?
WrestleMania review?
No, Royal Rumble review. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
We talk about that over breakfast, and I record it secretly in my pocket and then put it out on another feed.
Called From Pillar to Post, right?
Why would it be called From Pillar to Post?
Because you beat someone from Pillar to Post. Wubba-ba-ba. No one told me that Gemma and Richard were engaged over Christmas.
Did you not know that?
No!
If anybody doesn't know.
Until my mother tells me, I'm like, what the hell? I've seen him between Christmas and now, I've seen him. I had no fucking idea.
If anybody would. Richard. The other third. The third breast of the Level Up team. He got engaged at Christmas Day. And he's got his driving test today.
Wow.
He's like driving instructor test, so he might be a proper licensed driving instructor after. By the time you hear this.
Well, why isn't he here?
Because he's taking the test at the moment.
He hasn't got priority, has he?
No, he hasn't. It should be playing SmackDown with us, recording with us.
Misc.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, what has Quai been playing over the last, almost 2 weeks since we've done our podcast?
Demos.
All right, go on.
I have played the Crysis 2 multiplayer beta.
Yeah.
It is all right. It's, you know, obviously a combination of Call of Duty.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that.
And Battlefield.
I heard bits about it. Apparently, it's like all right, apart from it's technically not very good. Like technically,
it looks good, but it's not as fluid as Call of Duty with bringing up your gun and all that.
Yeah.
But the cool, you can jump like fucking high and climb over cars.
It sounds fun because it's like super powered. Bad Call of Duty.
And it's not bad. It's just, you know, the servers weren't too great on the beta, and I only got one game out of like 50 attempts.
Ah.
But you know, it's worth a play. I probably will pick it up.
It seems to be like it's only going to be worth it really on the PC, because that's going to be what it's built for, is the PC.
Well, it's not built. It's built for everybody now. Everybody play.
It's alright.
I played the...
I've got this most recentest Edge somewhere. It's got Crysis in it. It's got like the four first-person shooters that are coming out this year, apart from Modern Warfare, because we don't know anything about it.
Crysis, Brink.
Crysis. Ah, Crysis. Killzone. Something else and something else.
Okay, good. Good. Right. See, you've read the magazine.
Yes, I have. I read the Killzone bit. It's the only bit I like. That's the Booby magazine. Edge. Crysis 2, Bulletstorm, Body...
It's her again. I've already read the two columns.
Yeah, yeah. Killzone 3, Bulletstorm, Crysis, and...
Body Count.
Body Count. That's the one, Body Count.
Nah.
Killzone 2 is a definite. Killzone 3 is a definite.
Brink.
I'll go with Bulletstorm because I quite like Bulletstorm.
I played the demo and I was like, it's alright. It's good that it doesn't take itself seriously.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it feels like a video game.
Exactly. And I like the.
We're space pirates and we're dick tits and all that.
I like the.
You like dick tits, do you?
Yeah, I do like dick tits.
Dick tits.
The kill with skill.
Yeah. But the thing I have with it is it... Can it be fun for 7 or 8 hours?
No.
That's the problem.
So it's not like Borderlands... I think there is co-op in there, but it's not like Borderlands co-op.
Yeah.
So then when, you've got an open world and you can go do missions, it just seems a bit... Bleh.
See, I spoke to Callum, the fourth... of the level up team. We went for a lovely carvery after my massive piss up on Saturday night. It's very beautiful. And I just played it before I met him. And I was on a high from it. It's well good. You can kick people. You can fire and train thing and kicking in and they land on the spike things and it's well awesome for like a 15 minute stretch. It's like, this is so much fun. And it was like, I told you, you and Quai being all naysayers upon me, saying it, you were like, and I said it was going to be awesome, and it is awesome, even though I haven't played it yet, but it's awesome.
For 15 minutes.
For 15, yeah, that's the problem. It's 15 minutes. I don't see how the fun can stretch for 11 hours, unless you just do a little bit at a time, which is not fun.
Which is pretty much how I made Castlevania last time.
Yeah, but that game is shit.
It's good. It's got a good ending. I'm not sure about the after ending.
I'm going to end this off-topic conversation by going, it's a shit God of War, and God of War is shit.
But it's not like God of War too much. If anything,
Slaves is more like Uncharted, but with sticks. And not guns.
I like sticks.
Anyway...
I've also played the Fight Night Champion demo last night.
I haven't downloaded that yet.
Boxing is terrible, don't download it.
Is it just the same as the other ones?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But graphics go off a bit. That's about it. I completed Castlevania.
There should be a new Mortal Kombat style bone breaking system in the new boxing games. So you punch and then their jaw just goes off to the side about 2 inches. That would be fun.
I completed, Ghost Warrior.
And?
It was alright. My points remain the same. More sniping, more locations.
Came out in the 360 on the PS3 last week.
Stealth, more stealth, better stealth. Like, Splinter Cell, but with sniper rifles.
You could think of 100 different things you could do that game to make it fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you said they're doing a sequel.
I think they are, yeah.
So, they should do these things. and it would be awesome.
It would.
Right.
I thought the ending was a bit lackluster.
To be honest, I can't remember what happens.
But like the fake ending with them, the four of them sort of walking away after blowing up the oil, like the oil mine. They're all walking away in slow motion.
Oh yeah.
And AC/DC are playing. Well, they were, but me and Callum were making AC/DC.
Yeah, and then what happens?
And then you do some last sniping of the general, and that's just like black screen, game over.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Just a bit lackluster.
It's strange.
Playing the Saboteur. I like the Saboteur.
It's an alright game.
I like the Black stylization.
Yeah.
And I like the terrible Assassin's Creed-ness of it.
Yeah.
The Irishman that can jump across buildings and grab like fucking Irish and grab the Eiffel Tower.
It would be awesome if they put that game in the Assassin's Creed engine, but they didn't. It's made by people who played mercenary people. And they put their own engine, and it's shit.
It's terrible.
No, it's just glitchy and horrible.
Yeah, that's the problem I've been having so far. I had two missions to do. Went to one mission, the guy I had to speak to didn't load up.
Yeah.
And I went to another mission, and the guy I had to follow didn't load up. So I'm just like, shit.
I got to a point where you have to break a woman out of a massive Nazi building in the dead centre of Paris, and you're surrounded by fucking water. Right, so you're on this little island in the fucking middle of Paris, down the river. And there's a point where you've got you're on at the top of the building, and she's down below, in like the courtyardy bit, and there's Nazis coming in everywhere, and you can take them out by snipering people, and you can go down a few levels, and you can like zip line down to the floor.
Yeah.
But the Nazis don't stop coming, and then eventually you will take out all the Nazis the computer can throw at you, and you're left standing there going, I can't get out, there's no exit from this courtyard, and the woman I'm supposed to be saving has now disappeared. And every like four or five times I did it, every time it happened, I was just like, the fuck am I supposed to do? So I end up giving up on the game. It's around here somewhere, or did I trade it in?
Are you sure I didn't think you'd buy it? I thought you rented it.
I think I traded it in because I had enough of it.
See, I rented it last week and I couldn't even get the disc load. Blockbuster really pissed me off at the moment with their lack of keeping their discs clean for rentals.
Yeah, it's an old game, isn't it?
Not too old.
It's a year old.
2 years old, actually. It got Best of E3 2009.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but it came out like...
Yeah.
It came out like December 2011. 2011. Came out December 2009.
Yeah.
It was only about a year old.
Very worth playing.
I finished off Singularity. Yeah. So this is my end of my free rental cycle of Blockbusters buying a DS. Finish off Singularity. The ending's quite good. The story is quite good, but the story insists of an opening cutscene and an ending cutscene and a lot of killing in the middle. It eventually makes you go across an island, but there's three different endings, and each one is quite... Because it's all like older history stuff.
Yeah.
So you, by going back in time, by flashing back in time, you change the course of history and Russia ends up taking over the world.
Is that one of the endings?
No, that's the start. That's the premise.
Oh, yeah.
And they're trying to hunt you down and kill you because you have the time manipulation device. And then the three different endings is quite... Depending on who you kill, or don't kill anybody, have a good Russian, a bad Russian, or none, or you can kill both or none of them. Depending on what combination of people you do, you get one of three endings, and they're all quite interesting. It's good. It's definitely worth a rental just to pick up and play. Because it feels a little bit like Call of Duty. Not as tight, but you've got the fun time manipulation things where you can make people turn into skeletons and crumble. It's quite fun. And the story's pretty good. And you quite easily get about 600 achievement points in it, maybe.
Near bad.
You could still even get a game in the multiplayer.
Shit, son.
Which I was very surprised about. The multiplayer's quite good. You know, it's like soldier men versus mutants men.
Yeah.
And you can certain that each mutant has to... You basically play it as either a soldier guy or a mutant with a power. It's pretty good. You sort of stealth mutant and then just rape the people's faces off. It's quite fun. Then I rented Far Cry 2 for a day. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing else. I was in Blockbuster for fucking ages going...
I would rather rent a Clash of the Titans than play Far Cry 2.
I was in Blockbuster for fucking ages and sitting there going... No, Quest of Metro is a bit shit. fuck it, I'll pick up Far Cry 2. I only remember seeing the opening cutscene. I wonder what the rest of it's like.
Same as the opening cutscene.
Fucking awful is what it is.
The shooting mechanic in that game is horrible.
The shooting doesn't work. You can fire like 10 shots at some guy and they go... for one hit. The hit detection is totally poor. And you're supposed to have this thing with all these buddies helping you out. But then they die so quickly. Because you have zero health, because you just get pummeled by bullets, and your enemies don't. And there's no cover anywhere.
And you have malaria.
And you have malaria, and every single place that the game told me to go is seemingly in a lake with a few huts in the lake, and you have to swim. They see you because you can't. There's no stealth meter or anything like that, even though you're supposed to be stealthy. There's no stealth meter. So you can't see. You get shot to bullets. You've got one health left, and then your buddy dies, and you have to blow his brains out.
Well,
which I got an achievement for, which is quite fun. You can get 110 achievement points in that. That's what I got. By doing pretty much sweet fuck all. Pretty much by going, oh, I've got a friend. Oh, my friend rescued me. Oh, I rescued my friend. Oh, I couldn't rescue my friend. So I had to put him out of his misery by putting a gun in his mouth and shooting his brain off.
So was that a choice, or did you just do it for lols?
You either get the choice of leaving him there to die at the side of the road. This is one mission I had where basically you've got a ghost, kill some dude, some police chief, and for a faction or something that doesn't... It's really stupid. It's like, oh yeah, you're working for this faction, but and the boss of the faction, don't tell the rest of the faction that you're working for me because it's top secret. So they might shoot you. Why... Ooh. Can't you just go, yeah, don't shoot him. He's on a secret mission for us. Don't shoot him. He's one of us. Why would you send, like, a random stranger on a top secret mission with the fear that he may get shot by your own side?
I have a feeling we should stop talking about this game.
It's fucking terrible. It's fucking terrible.
Dead Space 2 demo is good. It's fucked up. That game is fucked up. I watched Callum play it. It's even harder than the first one. It's ridiculous.
The only thing that sounds interesting about that entire game is hardcore mode. You know, where you start... There's no New Game Plus in this mode. It unlocks when you finished it. No New Game Plus in the mode, so you have to start afresh. Loads more enemies. Loads more health on enemies. You've got no health at all. And very few, just enough ammo to scrape yourself through, and you can save 3 times in the entire game. And when you die, you go back to your previous save. That's fucking hardcore.
That's not fun.
Yeah, it was the people who want, because I listened to an interview with the guy, the executive producer, who's on Twitter at Level Up Time, so I found him. And I listened to an interview with him, and he was talking about how. In the first game, all the people were like, oh, it's too easy, you just click the thing in and you run around, oh, it's a dude, I just chop his head off, it's a piece of piss, even on the hardest difficulty. People whinging at him about that. So he's like, right, fuck it. Loads of health on enemies, none health on you, you can save 3 times, and now people are going, oh, it's too hard! He's put it there for a challenge. And the New Game Plus thing, what I want to know why more games don't do that.
Have you seen what the weapon you get if you defeat hardcore mode?
What? Is it some sort of like massive laser net that chops some tiny little meat cubes?
It's a red foam finger that goes pew 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 pew. Or bang bang bang. Or pew 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 pew.
That's pretty good.
It like blows them to pieces.
Oh, right. I somebody who would do fuck all would make me happy. See, I can totally see why Dead Space is well good. You know. Lights off. Lights off. Sound up. Really creepy looking.
Sheet pants.
But to me, it just like, oh, I'm walking out. I'm going to click the stick. So I'm going to... So this is from playing the demo of the second one and a little bit of the first one. Well, look, I click the stick. I'm going to walk down this corridor. Oh, look, he jumped out of the blatant obvious monster closet that is right there. And when you walk past it, it's just a hole in the wall that's big enough to hide a monster.
It's better.
The door just pops open.
It's better. The second one...
I'm assuming it hides it better.
Basically, shit comes out of everywhere.
Yeah. And then it's... Oh, I've got introduced to a puzzle. doesn't really tell me what I have to do. See, yeah,
Did you have that trouble in the demo as well?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. I don't know what am I doing? And eventually I worked out that you have to sort of grab the things and move them down and then...
Yeah, I didn't.
...freeze the stasis and not do the stasis and...
Yeah, it's confusing.
And then it's like, right, you go up, but... I can't get through the... It tells me to go through the roof, but I can't get through the roof. I've got to do something. It's like... It's not like a... What I wanted is like a... If they didn't want to put it on screen... Because the producer was again saying in this interview that he wanted to keep the screen as minimalistic as possible.
Yeah.
Which is why a lot of the stuff comes over headset. What I wanted it for it to come through a headset. Like, oh, you've got a thingy, the thingy with the thingy now, and then press the button. But they don't. It's a bit. Just if you're stranded there, and I'm just walking. Blatantly, the enemy's going to come around.
It probably would have helped if you played sort of the first one, because it had sort of similar puzzles. But even then, I forgot. And I was like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, it's a bit backwards, to say the least. I just think it's a bit. Especially playing the first one, it's a bit predictable. Like, oh, they're going to come from behind me now. Oh, it's going to come out of this place. So I'm going to walk very slowly until the moment it pops out and I'm going to blow its head off with my 3-thingy laser. I just can't get into it. And maybe if I sat down and played the first one, I might be a bit more inclined to pick it up, the second one, but I couldn't get into it.
Still, I did borrow a
I just couldn't get into it.
Is that all you've been playing?
Little Big Planet 2. Rented that. Finished the story. Messed around a little bit with Stephen Fry in Create mode. Create mode. It's a fantastic game. Like, the it's what the first one should have been. Because they basically tweaked and refined. They had the first one was basically their premise. And the second one, they basically tweaked and refined it to make it really, really good.
Did they make it easier to create stuff?
No. So you add more stuff to create mode. The thing, like, the single player actually has a reasonably story and a cutscenes and voice acting and quite funny. You know, stupid English comedy. It'll sound a bit like Monty Python doing a posh accent sort of thing. Quite funny. The Little Planet 1 was a bit... It was just platforming, just like jump to this bit, jump to this bit, or grab this and swing. And this one is so much different because they've added in all these new tools. Mm-hmm. It's real different, so you can jump. So they have what's called a cakeinator, which is a gun that fires cakes. And the gravitors, should you pick up anything, including the people you're playing with, and launch, which Callum got very annoying at. Do you pick up other people and chuck them
off trains?
Off trains, yes. You know, he'd throw us up in the air, and we would hit a sign that would go past, or whack us off. Yeah, it's fun like that. And even then, you've got things like you get in vehicles, but the vehicles like giant kitties,
cat race,
or hamsters, or stuff like that to defeat the enemies. And the single player is so much more better. The create mode is the same, but with more stuff, which makes me even more put off.
Because if you couldn't be asked to make stuff in the first...
So I sat and did some of the tutorials for one of the trophies. And I'm just like... No, I can't do it. It's horrible. There's so much stuff. And then the online is the same, but that you can find stuff easier. Like, you can actually... For once, you can actually search... What, other than going, search levels, and you have to type in highest rated, or you just click highest rated, picked by Media Molecule. Most rate, most commented, most played. You can quite simply by today, yesterday, week, month, year, whatever. Fantastic. Very good game, but I'm not going to buy it.
No.
Just because once you finish the story, I can't get into the create stuff and I can't be able to sit there and just download loads of levels because it's not my cup of tea. That's it. Right.
Any particular news as well?
We're going to... We can release this. I figured.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do it monthly.
Monthly release.
Figured there's so much stuff coming out every month.
Yeah.
Like shit. We'll just whittle it down and then pick a game that we would buy each week. Okay. Even if we're not actually going to buy it. We're going to have to tell them.
Alright, so I can do my first 2 weeks would have been Dead Space 2, followed by the purchase of not... Oh no, there's nothing out this week.
Yes, there is.
What?
Which is why I have a list of stuff here. Whoa.
Because next week, we'll be getting Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Right, we come to that next week. So this week, coming out in video games, Earthrise on the PC.
But you said it was good.
Nailed, without an E and a capital D, on all three platforms. It's a bike game.
Yes, I know it is a bike game.
Mario Sports Mix on the Wii. No dice? No dice for Quiet?
No dice.
Lord of Arcania on the PSP. That's not... I don't know. Some probably an RPG thing from Japan. Two Worlds 2. You played Two Worlds 1?
No.
You played Two Worlds 2?
No.
What is Two Worlds 2?
It's a sequel to Two Worlds 1. Similar. RPG. Co-op. Not very good.
The Call of Duty Black Ops Maps Pack for the Xbox.
No.
Or Burnet Commando 2 Rearmed.
No.
For PS3, which came out yesterday, Tuesday, and Xbox Live, which comes out today.
Right. No.
Pick of the week, Quai. You got our picks.
Nailed.
You've got our pick. Really?
Nailed.
Really?
Alright, Burnet Commando. I only consider the moustache.
See, I like Burnet Commando. I like Burnet Commando Rearmed, but I also might get the Black Pack.
You don't play it enough. I don't play it enough. I can't be arsed with it. There's too many other games to play. It can't be asked with Call of Duty.
Burnet Commando. Really?
Alright. You already knew that.
Alright, we'll take a short break while I just get the news ready. And then Quai can do the news!
Shall I give them a news preview?
News.
Jaffy says vagina.
Anything else? Okay, we'll come back after some music.
Good.
Assassin by Muse in 8-bit from Florino 003.
Bong.
YouTube.com/user/Florino003.
Bong.
Lovely, wasn't it?
Bong. News time.
It's quite as news time.
Let's go. Bong. EA. Very exciting unannounced FPS this year. That's all we know. Bong.
Time Splitters 4?
Probably. They have been talking about it.
Or is that not a Square Enix game?
No, it's not a Square Enix.
No, it was owned by...
Free Radical.
Free Radical, which is now Crysis UK.
Yeah.
Which is made by EA. There we go. Time Splitters 4 confirmed right here.
What else we got? What else we got? Where's the white iPhone 4?
Because the white iPhones look gay.
Demon. Yeah, bong.
Bong!
Demon's Souls sequel coming to Xbox 360, and apparently it's super fucking hard.
Just like Demon's Souls 1.
Harder than Demon's Souls 1.
Okay.
Movie game news now.
Heavy Rain.
Scarlett Johansson eyed for Uncharted movie.
No, not Heavy Rain.
I know that. I've been talking about it for years.
No, they actually have got a writer. The guy who did Deadwood and NYPD Blue is currently writing it and has been fast-tracked by Warner Brothers to be out maybe by the end of next year.
We'll see.
David something.
Vulture. He did Deadwood.
Alright. Superman. I've watched some of Deadwood.
You like Deadwood?
I like Deadwood, but I haven't watched a lot of it.
NYPD Blue.
And, bong. Super Mario Bros. 3DS reveal as soon as possible.
It's quite obvious there's going to be a Super Mario Bros. Out on 3DS. Was it not?
True. Apparently. Bong. Assassin's Creed and Splinter Cell getting the Kinect treatment.
Oh, Christ.
It's a rank of my favourite franchises, Ubisoft, you bastards.
Bong. Yakuza 4 gets an 18 British... Board of Film Certification rating?
Zombies, isn't it? It was going to get an 18. Yeah. You murdering, chopping zombies' heads. And
bong,
stuff.
This is one of my birthday presents. Virgin Media launches super fast 30 megabit broadband service.
Bong?
Bong indeed.
I don't care, I've got Sky. Internet.
Whoop-de-doo, Basil.
Sony NGP price of PSP 2 will be attractive, predicts Ubisoft.
Let's talk about the NGP for a minute.
Can we talk about it last? Because you'll be talking
okay,
about
okay, yeah, okay. Okay, go on.
I'm nearly at the end of the news. Apparently, Batman Arkham City is 5 times the size of Batman Arkham Asylum.
Good. Can't wait for that game. Cannot wait.
Halo Connect website brought by Microsoft.
Whoop-de-doo, Basil.
I'm Alive will be digital download only.
So it's actually being made. Bloody Jade Raymond teasing me with all that stuff.
And finally, Anarchy Reigns. Heard about that?
Oh yeah, it's called like Maximum Anarchy in Japan. No,
it's because yeah, but it's the guy from Mad World in like a multiplayer brawler game. Looks weird.
It does.
And first DC Universe DLC, bringing Catwoman and some weird zombie temples.
I played that game. I don't think I ever spoke about it. It's fucking awful.
No, no.
It's really bad. Like, really bad.
It looks pretty awful to me.
Even on the console, it's fucking awful. You know, it's built for the console, it's still fucking awful. It just consists of, I'm going to mash square, I'm going to mash triangle, I'm going to win.
You're going to make it a win.
I'm going to make it a win.
Okay, alright, bong. And the final news story, talk to me
okay, so
at the NGP.
You've seen pictures of the NGP, right?
Yes.
Its code name is Neo Geo Pocket or Next Generation Portable, we're not quite sure. What it essentially is Sony's attempt at making a newer, up-to-date PSP.
Aye.
So you've got an almost HD 5-inch screen. Which is OLED. You've seen OLED. You know what OLED is, don't you, Kwai?
Yeah.
With the whole energy saving, it's organic and it's weird, but it's damn fucking sexy. You've got two dual analog sticks, touch screen on the front, touch panel on the back, which is about the same size as the screen. Mm-hmm. Dual sticks, front facing camera, rear facing camera to do augmented reality stuff. Wi-Fi built in to all models. 3G for some models. And what's the other thing? Electronic compass in there as well. Gyroscope.
Yeah.
And it's being supported by almost every single developing team you can think of apart from EA.
Nice. I won't get it. Maybe the PlayStation phone.
That's what they also announced, the PlayStation Suite, which is what all these rumours about PlayStation phone were coming about, is they're basically licensing PlayStation branded stuffs to go out to Android phones and other phones. So you're gonna get my phone is vibrating on me. So you're gonna get like, if you pick up an Android phone, you might get PlayStation Network on it, and you can see what your PSN friends are doing, like we can on this Xbox, like on the Xbox Live phone,
yeah.
And you can play like PS1 games on it on your phone, or PSP minis on your phone. But the PSP2/NGP/whatever you want to call it. It's fucking sexy looking.
Yeah.
Like, you see Metal Gear Solid 4 running on it.
in engine and Uncharted running on it in engine, and they look fucking amazing. And they have promised, Activision have promised a version of Call of Duty to come out. And being that it's got dual analog sticks, you can pretty much assume it's going to be a first person shooter. Do you imagine how excited people are going to be if they can find out they can play Call of Duty on the go? Especially if...
No, because they'll be shouting racist slurs in public.
Especially if... So Kojima was saying, he came out on the stage and was like, look at Metal Gear Solid 4 on this thing, isn't it wonderful? What we're thinking about doing, right, we can take... You could transfer your save from your PS3 to your NGP and carry on where you left off. So, taking that example, massive Call of Duty nuts could take their Call of Duty save either in the cloud or transfer it to their NGP.
Aye.
And carry on leveling up while they're sitting on the bus. Shit. Or the train.
So.
Playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Or, a little bit planet, you could start creating a level at home, go on your PS, on your NGP, I keep wanting to call it PSP 2, NGP, finish up creating a level, get to the office and upload it.
Nice.
The only thing that's issue is the price.
£1 million billion.
Because it's going to be like a Ferrari, because it's got, because Sony have sort of just gone, well, all the stuff you want in an entertainment device, we're just going to put it in there. Cameras, touch panels, fucking electronic compass, 3G, masturbatory tools, everything you can think of, it goes in there.
Sounds like it could be too expensive to me.
Obviously, we know the shop too have started taking orders for 3DS at £200.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to be at least £300.
£350, I reckon.
£350, yeah. And I would buy one because they look fucking tasty. Proper high-end, good build quality like Sony's always stuff always is. It looks nice. It feels nice.
Yeah, but we just want really expensive phones.
Yeah. It's going to be expensive. Those phones aren't expensive.
What
a DS. So this thing ain't coming out till, like... They said the Japan release is going to be November, December.
Oh, is it?
So in the run-up for Christmas. So we might not get it till 2012. But...
That's a lie. They'll do a worldwide release.
They're going to have to do a worldwide. They want to do a worldwide release. But they said they're going to... They said that's not possible. They're looking into doing a worldwide release, something stupid like that. Because they've got to get... If they're going to put 3G in, they've got to get carriers for stuff.
True.
So, either way, you look at the screenshots. Fuck me, it looks tasty. And I want one.
If I go out, I don't continue to play video games. If I play video games, I sit in my room.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I don't see the point of portables anymore.
I know what you mean. I just bought a DS.
Unless I'm on a train. If I did multiple long train journeys, say if I worked in London every day and commuted, yeah, then maybe I'd have a portable to give me something to do.
Yeah, but even then, would you not... I think what Sony have got to do, and Nintendo as well, you look at the iPhone, you see how many people sitting there on their iPhones, like, on a train, or on a bus, or even if fucking, I've walked past, like, Costa Coffees and see what happens on their phones.
True.
It's Sony and Nintendo have got to realise that they want bite-sized stuff. Sony, I think, can do that. But look, you can play mini-cap, it's a big epic. It's for a big epic train journey or a plane journey. You can play these big epic games, so that you can play your Metal Gears and your Uncharted, or...
You can play Flower.
Or if you're... I've got 5 minutes to waste, you can jump on and play Angry Birds, or... edit you a little bit planet level, or something like that.
Yeah.
And they've got to market it well. With the PSP, they got Marcus, the little black kid.
Yeah.
Who's like, yo, it's in your game, fool! And all that.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. That was their trying to revive the PSP, and it failed miserably. Which is why they've probably done this. That's it. Follow us on Level Up Tweets for the stuff, whatnot. When I get the new site going, I'll set the address up on there if it's before next week. Anything else, Quinn?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt might have a role in the new Batman movie.
I was buried. That's a good film.
Really?
Is it Ryan Reynolds? He's amazing. Trust in me, quite.
Is it Ryan Reynolds in a box for an hour and a half?
Trust in me when I say to you, sir. Trust in me, sir.
Shit, he's touched me.
It's fucking good. It's seriously fucking good. And the ending will make you very sad, and a bit in the middle will make you very sad. Not necessarily.
Does he live? He can only now live in boxes underground.
It's seriously a really, really good film. Very, very good film.
Can you dig it?
No, I can't dig it.